Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. Father, Almighty God, though I may feel overwhelmed, overturned, frightened, confused, caught in what seems to be the darkest place I have ever known, still I will praise You. Though I cannot see beyond my struggles now, still I will worship You. You are God, and You have all the answers for me. You have not forgotten or forsaken me. Your word tells me so. Though at times I can barely move my lips or raise my head with gladness, yet You hold me in Your arms and calm my spirit. You protect me. You love me. You are my kind Father. And I praise You, Lord. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. You should begin offering praise to God now. 2, review. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself. Holy Spirit, please search my soul and reveal to me if there is anything I have done that would bring upon me this darkness. I know that sin is not always the cause of suffering, but I just want to be pure and sure before you, Lord. I want to be certain that I haven't done something, that I haven't done wrong in any way that would cause me to suffer with this depression. If I have, then please show me. I need your assurance that my heart is clean, Lord. And if I have sinned, I will repent. And I will be thankful to you for the peace that confession and forgiveness brings. For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance, and do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now. Part 3. Ask. It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus Himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for His own disciples, asking His Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for His help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask Him in your own words.
Jesus, I have tried to be obedient to you. I try to keep your commands. I offer you praise, confession, and repentance. I desire to be and do as you have said I should, according to your word. Yet, Lord, this darkness, this deep pit of overwhelming sorrow tries to overtake me. Tries to remove all hope from me. Lord, Save me. Heal in me this thing, God. Help me find joy, peace, and rest. Help me to find laughter once again. I need you, Lord. I need my defender, my provider, my loving Father. Please help me.
As the music continues, ask the Lord for His help and know that He enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for His help with your needs. Part 4. Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust Him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to Him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself.
Lord, even if I do not feel any different, even if I don't feel good, I thank you. I call to you with thanksgiving in my heart. I am determined to find things to be grateful for. Even when my mind seems to go blank and darkness threatens to fill me, then I thank you for the breath in my lungs. I thank you for your creation, for trees, water, the clouds in the sky that bring the rain, that cleanses and nourishes the earth for us. And I trust you, Lord. I willfully put my trust in you. Who else can save me? I give you my obedience as well. I determine to follow your word, Lord. Thank you for caring for me.
For the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God. Part 5, Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience, this reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again and let the Word of God strengthen you. The passages are Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25, Psalm 34, verses 17 and 18, Psalm 23, verse 4, and Jonah chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. Anxiety and worry weigh down a person, but encouraging words cheer them up. And when the Lord's people cry out for His help, the Lord hears them and rescues them from their troubles. And the Lord is close to those who are brokenhearted, and He saves those whose spirits are crushed. Even when I'm walking through the darkness, the valley of death, I won't be afraid, because You're right there too. You're close, right beside me. And You're guarding me. You're guiding me all the way. To think I almost drowned under the waves. The deep waters covered me. Seaweed wrapped around me. I sank to the deepest place, like the very base of the mountains. I thought I died and went to my grave forever. But You can bring my life up from the edge of the pit, God. You are my Lord. Yes, when my life was almost over, I remembered You. My prayer has risen to You. It has reached Your holy temple in heaven. Part 6, Renewal. During this time you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary. You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because He somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of His love for us, because He knows that when we follow His commands, it results in our own good. And He does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when He welcomed the little children when they came to Him, or perhaps sitting at His feet on a hillside as He teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for Him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "I will be with you always." May the Lord bless you.
You told me when I'm troubled I should call. Tell me, Lord, then why do I feel lost? If with your blood you paid the cost, my child, at your door I stand and knock. I tried to open but the door was locked. Let me in and I will ease your hurt. For you, my son, my heart it thirsts.
I beg you, just hold on and be strong, move on.
Just be still, God will supply your every need. He's able to give you joy for every woman, girl, and boy. Be strong,
my brother, just hold on.
Hold on, hold on, yeah. Hold on, hold on, yeah. For us the world, the sun you gave, that doesn't seem to stop the rain. All of my sins you have forgave, then why, Lord, is my heart filled with pain? Cast all your cares upon my breast. I promise for your soul you will find rest. All of your sins you should confess. Remember that this trial is just a test.
I beg you, Lord, just hold on and be strong, move on.
Just be still, God will supply your every need. He's able to give you joy for every woman, man, girl, and boy. Be strong, yeah.
Just hold on.
Hold on, hold on, no.
Hold on, yeah. You gotta be strong.
Why should I worry?
His love will see.